This recording, Tennessee 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The story is, back when I was living at home with my mother and father, and I had 2 brothers, Mike and Pat, and on Christmas morning, early Christmas morning, we would wake up early, and we knew Mother and Daddy was in the living room getting everything ready for us to come in. But Daddy would hold us. He would keep on telling us, "John, don't come in yet. It's not time. You got to stay right there." So we'd wait another 5 or 10 minutes, and he'd keep on saying, "Nah, we're not ready yet." And this would go on, I guess it seemed like hours, but it was probably about a half hour or so. And finally, we wouldn't be able to stand it, and we were just dying to get in there and look at the Christmas presents. And so finally he would call us and say, "Now it's, y'all can come on in." So we'd run in there, run down the hall and look under the Christmas tree, and it would always be something special for us. But the time that he would keep us from coming in there and keep us excited, that was a story. That's the time I really remember as being a special part of Christmas.